please state your name, the current position, and field of study?
All right. My name is John Booker Grab, and I just graduated with my bachelor's degree from Montana State University. And I am interested in sequence stratigraphy from a geology side, but I'm actually getting more interested in geophysics. I attended the Summer Applied Geophysics experience in New Mexico this summer, and that was a really great introduction to the field. And I actually kind of fell in love with MT, an electromagnetic method, so that's what I'm trying to pursue in grad school.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that experience and what it was that really caught your attention?
Yeah, so SAGE, it's a wonderful experience. It's a month long in New Mexico, and we were camping out for 2 weeks doing like an initial little investigation into some of the methods and also collecting data every day. And then the second half was long days of lectures, really, you know, semester's worth of material packed into 8 hours or so, so it was intense. And then the last 5 days we actually processed the data and did some research projects and presented them. And Kristen and I, we were awarded with the AGU Richter Award. So that was great. And it's actually awarded to non-traditional students. So for me, it was, you know, came out of left field in the sense that, you know, these people are there and studying geophysics for 4 years to 8 years. Some of them were PhD students. And for me, it was my first introduction. So to win an award, which kind of indicated that I was succeeding in this program despite not having a background, and it led to me coming here to AGU and presenting research, and it's, you know, been great. So I'm really thankful for all the people and the faculty at SAGE. It was wonderful.
Congratulations, that's a really big accomplishment.
Thanks.
Is this your first AGU meeting, or
yes,
your first time presenting?
Yes, I'm actually not presenting, but presenting at AGU. I've done smaller colloquiums through universities, but and the nice thing is that SAGE is actually helping for, because of the award, they're helping pay for it, so it made it possible. Yeah.
How did your presentation go, and how's your meeting experience been overall?
So it's actually tomorrow. So we're going to meet up and practice, because we're not affiliated the university, because everyone at SAGE comes from different parts of the world. So we have to go over and practice tomorrow, but we have a solid poster and solid work, so yeah. And then AGU has been wonderful. I actually just got here today. I had finals up until Tuesday, so, but in the last, it's been 4 hours since I've gotten here, and I've already made more connections than I have in my entire life, so it's wonderful.
These meetings are really great for meeting people from so many different disciplines and from all around the world. It's my favorite part of coming to a big meeting.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So what sparked your initial interest in applying to the program at SAGE?
So I've always loved geology since I was a little boy. I grew up in New Mexico, and there's some really interesting geology there. And I remember, as probably 8-year-old or younger, I always run out the back door, jump the fence, and there was just into the Santa Fe National Forest, and I'd go and collect fossils, you know, crinoids and stuff. So I've always had an inherent interest in geosciences and nature. And then when I went to school at Montana State, I was drawn to their geology department because of the proximity of Yellowstone. I thought, you know, it'd be a wonderful place to study geology, because you can actually see and feel, and, like, there's a tangible expression of what you're learning in the classroom. However, the more I got into geology, even though I love it so much, I feel like a lot of the research is not, I mean, it is empirical, but I like to know, for example, if, like, one of my geology professors, you know, asked him, like, so what does the fault do in the subsurface? And they have to make complete speculations. So I was drawn to geophysics because you can actually, through technology, kind of look at that kind of stuff, the stuff that and geology just make speculations towards.
It's nice to be able to see what you're doing.
Yeah,
I can also see how growing up in the Southwest could really foster an interest in geology. I haven't spent too much time out there, but did briefly go to New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Hope to see some of the beautiful geologic formations.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So now that you've graduated, what would you like to do next, and where do you see yourself in the future?
So I have a few opportunities lined up right now. I think one of the most appealing for me is a NAGT USGS internship that my field professors nominated me for. So I'm pursuing that right now, and I think that is wonderful because before going to grad school, that would give me the geophysics MT research at that level, or even actually an accelerated level with postdoctorates and professional researchers. So that's kind of my immediate plan right now. And I have been talking to a few researchers with the USGS to see if I can't tag along and help them out. And then after that, I definitely want to go back to graduate school. I actually did not walk. I chose not to walk a few days ago because I thought, why celebrate halfway up the mountain? You know, I want to have the graduation at the end, so that's extra motivation to go back. And I've been talking to a few professors, and I think eventually, I'm not sure what my career path is right now. I'm still in an early stage, but I want to do something that utilizes science and the scientific method that impacts humanity in a good way and the world and the environment. So.
That's a great goal.
Yeah, it's a broad goal.
Is there something that you would like to share about yourself or about science?
I guess so. I think as scientists, we need to start having a dialogue more than a debate with the general public. Because right now, you know, there's a big clash between what scientists or scientific evidence and then what the general public kind of believe. And I think one of the reasons why this is going on is because as scientists, we've done a poor job of meeting in the middle and explaining in terms that everyone can understand, because a lot of scientists who publish great research, you know, they'll write a great scientific article and it's very technical and full of jargon, but they don't, and I know it's, you know, it's watered down to a sense, but I think without watering down in publications, if scientists just had moments where they went up to someone and explained to them their research in person so they could articulate it without watering it down as much, I think that'd benefit society as a whole. And I'm kind of, I think in my scientific writings, I try and make it entertaining, which is a little strange. And so it's just, and I try and write somewhat in prose. So it's different. But I think if more scientists did that, the general public would have more of an inherent interest in science. And maybe some of these issues could be, you know, a dialogue instead of a debate.
It's important to have dialogue and have those exchanges, especially since so few people can name a living scientist. And I've heard people say that even, you know, if they're a scientist and they ask their niece doesn't register, oh wait, I know a scientist.
Yeah.
And so getting out and having conversations and letting people know, like, actually, you know, scientists, we're your neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of getting out there and shaking hands and explaining. And I think, I mean, there's some good famous, like, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson is one, and does a good job. But I think if the individual scientist that's not a celebrity took it upon themselves to kind of spread it, it would be beneficial.
I agree. Is there anything else that you would like to share today or add?
I'm just very thankful for being here, and I'd like to thank SAGE program once again. It really changed the opportunities that I'm, or changed my life in a beneficial way. And very thankful for all the faculty members there. So.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.